Good day. This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in the Pacific Ocean and the Earth Ocean Meridians. I'm David Crandall, and this meditation is being presented on May 2nd. Our presenter next week will be Henry Brenner. Let us begin. Please visualize the Pacific Ocean. It is a part of one organism, the ocean of the Earth. It extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Southern Ocean, or depending on your definition, to Antarctica in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and all of the Americas in the east. At 64 million square miles in area, this largest division of the world's ocean, and in turn the hydrosphere, covers about 46% of all the Earth's water surface, or about one-third of its total surface area, making it larger than all of the Earth's land areas combined. Giuliano said we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. The ocean currents flow for great distances, and together they create the global conveyor belt, which plays a dominant role in determining the climate of many of Earth's regions. More specifically, ocean currents influence the temperature of the regions in which they travel. The core program for planetary species, humans, is within the center of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings, such as yourselves, go into the center of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a higher divine force present, such as crystals. You can implement a change in the Pacific Ocean and the ocean organism's environment. The crystal activates powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program will become activated. At this point, when we are working with the crystal energy field and going into the center of the Earth, it is an excellent opportunity to program a harmonization energy into the Pacific Ocean meridians so that it can be radiated to all parts of the Pacific Ocean. The ocean will feel this source of harmony. It is our intention to place affirmations into four crystals, and we ask that they are placed in the Pacific Ocean current flows and meridians to create and maintain harmony and balance in those meridian flows and the meridian flows of the ocean of the Earth. In order to prepare ourselves for this meditation, we begin by chanting or singing our ascension codes, so feel free to join with me now. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. We welcome Sanat Kumara to this meditation, and we link our energy with him. We ask the etheric crystal at Volcan Poas in Costa Rica to rise up and join us. This crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies within the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal at Lago Puelo, Argentina, to also rise and join us. This crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystems and then powerfully activates the planetary biofeedback loop system. We welcome the crystal from Sierra de Bocaina in Brazil so the fifth dimension can interact with us here in the third dimension. And finally, the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to rise the vibration and accelerate the healing and the harmonization within the ocean. Let us bring our thoughts into unity with the crystals. There is a core vibration in the center of the earth. We feel ourselves drop in a very pleasant way down into the center of the earth. This is not the center, as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is a spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to many cores of the universe. It is connected to the central sun. As we are in this core, it is a huge ball, and we can look out and see the center of the earth as well, the molten lava and all the other energies that are there. We also understand that at the same time, we are protected in a bubble. Please focus as Tanakh Kumara chants the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature. The word shalom into the crystals. Shalom. Shalom. Tanakh Kumara connects a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the Earth to the starship Athena, activating and causing a huge energy input of the spiritual harmony in the core of the earth. Allow and activate this energy to spread throughout all the veins, the ley lines, and the meridians of the Pacific Ocean and the ocean network. Sink, just sink down into the earth. Our sinking into the earth, as we are doing in this exercise, is creating a wonderful harmony into the Pacific Ocean and the ocean organism. The grid lines and energetic flows are connecting now to the fifth dimensional earth, and all the earth meridians are filled with the fifth dimensional harmonizing light. We increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible as we recall that the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with their etheric crystals so they can synchronize their thoughts and healing energies with ours. We begin our affirmations to the ocean now. Ocean, we are aware that you are a unified organism on Earth. We, at this time, are connecting telepathically with you, the ocean of the Earth. We are able to communicate with you and interact with you, ocean of the Earth. We recognize the sacredness of you as a single living organism on the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Ocean of the Earth, we love you. Receive our love now. Blessed are you, Ocean of the Earth. Ocean of the Earth, we complement your abilities as an organism to rebalance yourself and to keep this biosphere in harmony and intact. Ocean of the Earth, let there be the light of the Arcturians into your spiritual realm. Ocean of the Earth, we accept our role as planetary healers and guardians of your spiritual life. We send healings to you throughout the whole surface, throughout all of your oceans, all of the skies around you, and throughout all of the great rivers and streams. We are strong, and we are proud planetary healers and warriors. To be able to download a new energy of balance into your subconscious and ours. In deep gratitude, Ocean of the Earth, we end our prayer to you. Our work is creating a counterbalance. The energy going through the crystals travels all around the Pacific Ocean organism, interacting telepathically with all of the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for the ocean. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all the other places that are in need, and let there be a new balance created that will have a very powerful effect now. Before we leave the core of the Earth, we ask the center of the Earth to let there be a calming effect into all the life forms upon the Earth, particularly mankind, so that we are filled with harmony and peace instead of war. We ask the center of the Earth to hold this energy. Begin to rise up out of the core of the Earth just as you breathe in and out, and find yourself being lifted back up from the center into the room where you began. Sanat Kumara is now activating the harmonization of all current flows in the Pacific Ocean organism, thus bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance. Let there be knowledge that spiritual activity can affect the planetary process and the coming of consciousness into many beings now. We ask Sanat Kumara for his assistance and support. We thank Sanat Kumara for his assistance and support, and we thank the crystals for their help, and their return now with the help of the Arcturians to their positions on the planet. And I personally thank you all for being here, and thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.